KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back. This is the Jefferson State of Mind, a wonderful state of mind, the best state of mind, a state of mind that you need to be a part of.
Yeah, it's the I told you so state of mind.
It really is, too. It is.
Yeah. So, hey, here we are this morning again.
It is 2015. Thank
How did that
every
happen?
Holy being in the world.
Yeah.
We get to start over again.
Last time I stopped to look, it was like September, October 2013. Here we are, January of 2015. I'm going, wow, how did we get here already?
I know, right?
It's been crazy.
You're really nuts.
You know, Rally Sally printed up a list of all the different events that we did last year. And I'm just kind of sitting there going, wow, how did we do?
How do we do all that? Well, what I wanted to do when I saw that, I was like, let's add up all the miles and see how many times it would take us to cross the United States.
I wonder if we have crossed the states yet.
I think we have.
Probably.
Think of all the... I mean, when you look at that list, I mean, how many times did we go to Del Norte?
Yeah, and then down towards Sacramento.
Sacramento, Placer, El Dorado.
You know,
it's
and then,
further than people think.
You know, you add up all the miles that Mark Baird and the Reposes have done, and it's...
Yeah. And then you have all the other spokesmen from the other counties, too. I mean, when you really add it up...
Yeah.
I think we made it to D.C. already.
Well, we make a joke that, you know how they have frequent flyer miles? We wish that they had frequent phone minutes.
Yeah,
you know,
right.
Because the state of Jefferson definitely burns up the phone lines when stuff's going on. All the back and forth and the amazing people that we have that coordinate that and keep it all together. And
I think we spend more time on the phone than anything else. Because I know whenever I call people, they're like, hold on, I'm on the other line with so-and-so.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay.
And every phone call takes four or five other phone calls to...
To actually put it all together.
To get everybody together and then make sure it's going on. And
then when people have like the four receivers at home and they put them all on, you know, the...
Yeah.
What is it?
Here's our conference call.
Yeah, our conference call. Homemade conference calls in the state of Jefferson.
Yeah, best way to do
always it. Always fun. Yeah. Yes, we're always busy, and we're going to have a really busy year coming up. There's lots of stuff going on.
There is a ton of things that are going on in the state of Jefferson.
11
short days from now, we're going to be in Sacramento cementing four new counties.
Yep. Declaration Day.
Saying,
West
hey, we
Lawn.
Want out of here. We went away from the 903 new laws that you passed last year that went into effect January 1st.
And the crony politics.
crony politics, exactly.
But yeah, so that is January the 15th down in Sacramento. We're calling it Declaration Day. We'll be meeting on the West Lawn between 11 and 2, so go show your support. It's always fun. You get to meet Mark Barrett in person and many of the other spokesmen from the other counties. And I mean, it's just
and I know that they filled one bus, that we were doing the Liberty bus down. I know that we filled one. I don't know if they had enough interest for a second yet.
I don't think we're doing a second. Patty didn't say anything about a second here in the chat room. So let's see what else is going on. Oh, yes. Thursday through Sunday, January the 8th through the 11th, the state of Jefferson is going to have a booth at the International Sportsmen's Exposition at Cal Expo in Sacramento.
Yep.
We're doing a lot in Sac this month. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, and that's tens of thousands of people that are
going to
get the word.
People.
Yeah, they're
going
to get the word. And it ought to be a good time. You know, we've got a ton of volunteers, got the booth down there. Hildy, who does all of these events for the state of Jefferson and hands mm-hmm. out the, you know, really gets the message out. She's amazing.
Yeah.
Gets everything. She's got that all set up and coordinated. And spread the word. Because I think once we're the state of Jefferson, we ought to be the outdoorsman's hotspot.
Oh,
you can actually appreciate the outdoors without the nonsense.
Without the nonsense, that's the truth.
Well, without all the, you know, all the...
The bureaucracy, the red tape, the... Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Yeah.
So if you do want to go,
I think
it's
in the
Thursday
state of Jefferson, it ought to be simple, is you either leave it the way that you found it. If you brought it in, you pack it out, or we will pick you up and take you back like a small child and make you pick it up, and then you can leave.
I like it.
It's that simple.
Can we clap them once or twice? Just... What are you thinking? You're
well,
an adult.
Depends on how mouthy they get.
So the Cal Expo is going to be Thursday and Friday down at, in Sacramento from 11 to 8, Saturday 10 to 7, Sunday 10 to 5. Carpool on your way down because parking is $10 a car. And then tickets are purchased at the door for $15 if you're 17 plus, and it's cash only.
Mm-hmm.
That's the thing that surprised me. I was like, really?
Mm-hmm.
At something this big, cash only? But yes, so
must
make sure
nice.
You have your
even
cash.
Cal Expo is trying to avoid the taxes? Just saying.
That's funny. And then everything else is in February, but if you want to mark your calendars, there's going to be a town hall in El Dorado County at the American Legion Hall at 3 p.m. February the 28th.
Mm-hmm.
And everything else in the new Shasta Lantern, which will be hitting the newsstands.
It has already started.
It has already started.
It has already
we
begun.
Have all of the gun shows here in the next few months
mm-hmm.
are printed here. And if you are looking to buy... any type of semi-automatic pistol, pretty much. You have to get it at a gun show now because you can't buy them brand new anymore. So if you really want one, I suggest you go and get one before Sacramento closes the loophole.
Yeah, or just start actively beginning to disobey.
Disobey.
And
yes.
we'll get into that, some of the crony capitalism, and maybe it is... time to start thinking about acts of civil disobedience, noncompliance, and flat defiance when it comes to your government. I think maybe we've kind of gotten to that point,
mm-hmm.
but we better sneak off here to our first break before we start diving into all that good stuff.
Indeed, but there's a couple things for you guys to think about before you go. You can always join us in our chat room, which is lively and bouncing.
It is.
At kcnr1460.com. Or you can call us and talk to us personally.
605-4567.
Indeed.
Tell
and
us
you know
we're
you
crazy.
Wanna. Yes.
Yeah.
So we can prove you or prove us right. Yeah. We don't want to prove you right. Although Robert's totally insane. He really is.
I am crazy. Come at me, bro.
All right. So call in at 605-4567 or visit us online in our chat room at kcnr1460.com.
Attention all brides-to-be, if you're newly engaged or a wedding is on its way. On Sunday, February 8th from 11 to 3, the Simpson University Event Center is where you need to be. The Bridal Guide Wedding Show is your one-stop shop for all your wedding needs. Over 150 professionals from caterers, florists, DJs, venues, officiates, wedding gowns, bridesmaid dresses, tuxedos, wedding cakes, and much more. If you're just getting started, what better way to plan that special day than to have everything you'll need under one roof? There's always something new and exciting at the wedding show, and you could win a special honeymoon trip. So gather up your bridal party and head down to the Bridal Guide Wedding Show, Sunday, February 8th at Simpson University Event Center on Shasta View Drive. For more information, call 223-3868. It's the wedding show of the year.
So, Brenda, guess what?
Oh, what now?
Boomer Tech Radio is changing a little bit again.
Oh, my gosh. Just like keeping up with technology. Can't keep up with Boomer Tech Radio.
Right now, every Saturday from noon until 2 o'clock, you can listen to Boomer Tech Radio for 2 hours back-to-back right here on KCNR 1460. And we are brought to you every week by...
Advanced Automotive.
Safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. So listen every Saturday for Boomer Tech Radio, noon to 2, right here on KCNR 1460.
It'll help you keep up with technology.
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Reading Yellow Cab. At Reading Yellow Cab, we have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night in the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Reading Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Reading Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation with clean, comfortable cabs. Give us a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
Do you think that the government is going to take care of you?
Do you believe the government is telling you the truth?
Do you believe mainstream media is telling you the truth?
Do you believe unemployment has gone down?
Do you think that printing money out of thin air and charging interest on it is constitutional?
Do you think it's right to enslave the next generation with debt?
Do you believe that we are following the Constitution as intended by our founders?
Are you self-reliant?
Are you ready for the economic collapse that is coming? Do you want the truth?
Sovereign Minds Radio moves to a new time, 9 to 11 a.m. Sundays. Sovereign Minds Radio, the place to get your news before the revolution starts.
Hey, it's Bad Bob, producer for Free Fire Radio, the very best way to start your day in the North State. Every Monday through Friday from 7 to 9, Carl and Linda Bott bring you what's happening in our community, from politics to entertainment and the issues you care about. If you like what you're hearing, won't you please tell a friend that local live radio is what we're all about? I love my job. Tune in and find out why, right here, Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m., on the home of Free Fire Media, KCNR 1460.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to the Jefferson State of Mind.
Yes.
And I have good news in our chat room.
What's that?
Yeah. I just got a message saying, hey, Mouse, just to let you know, about 250 of the semi-auto handguns that were taken off of the list just got a delay. So they are still available. For now. So you can still buy a few of those brand spanking new at places like Jones Fort and Bastiani Arms. Here, yep, locally, I'm going to give them a plug because I like them. They're going to go quick, though, so yeah. You guys need to get down there if you really want those brand new. But if you don't, there is an Anderson gun show.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that was last week.
That's why I'm stocking up on wrist rockets before they ban those.
Yeah.
They already made my blowgun illegal.
Oh, yeah?
It would be illegal if I had said such blowgun.
Well, the thing that kills me is you can make a quote-unquote gun out of pretty much anything. Did you see that video of what Tate Knorr did with the potato gun?
I have no recollection of any said Tate Knorr or video that you may speak of. No, I know nothing.
Well, it was private property, yeah. So it's still okay until, you know, all the private property rights.
Actually, potato gun's technically illegal.
It didn't function.
It counts as a mortar.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I know that the hard way because My brothers and I may or may not have at one time launched raw meat into a hippie rally.
Okay, that's really funny. But I can see why you got in trouble for that one.
Yeah, that may or may not have occurred.
May or may not have occurred at some point. That may or may not have involved Red Smith and may or may not have included meat.
Yeah.
Which you cannot do nowadays. Have you seen the price of food?
I have.
Oh, my word.
Yeah, I mean, stew meat's even too expensive to shoot at people.
Yeah.
It is. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
And part of that is because of carb. You know,
did you see that segue?
It was.
Great.
That was
yeah.
good. That was a nice lead-in. And part of what is going on is carb and the new regulations that are hitting. I believe most people are aware that your fuel is going to be going up. Nobody is exactly sure how much the fuel is going to go up, whether it's going to be 10 cents a gallon. I've heard as high as 90 cents a gallon.
Yeah.
And what it is because it's not a direct tax on the consumer, it's a tax on the distributor.
Yeah.
Not the manufacturer, not the purchaser. They're hitting the middleman. And what it is to sell fuel in the state of California, you have to buy carbon credits. Okay. Now,
we might have to explain what carbon credits are.
I don't understand what a carbon credit is.
Does anybody understand what a carbon credit is?
I mean, believe
seriously.
You are buying the rights to someone else's clean air.
That's kind of what it is, yeah.
You're literally purchasing air.
Air.
To pay taxes on air that you breathe. So anyways, you have these carbon credits, which may or may not exist or be completely fictional and made up. And there's a limited supply of carbon credits, which is, of
because
course...
Because we're going to run out of air.
Yes, because we're running out of clean air.
Clean air, yes.
Clean air. Now, I know, it gets better.
It gets better.
Okay, so the state, mm-hmm. under the California Air Resources Board, decides how much clean air there is and how much they can sell that clean air for.
You mean all the air up here in Northern California, because we have the only clean air in the state, pretty much.
No.
There's clean air down south? Where?
Just clean air.
Wait, so they're selling India's clean air?
Well, see, you can, like, add up the clean air. Like, you can find, like, this little tiny piece of clean air in L.A. and add it to this little tiny clean air piece in Bakersfield and add it all up to make a carbon credit. I'm not sure exactly how much air is required to form one credit, but it's there.
It's there.
Supposedly. So then they have all of these carbon credits that mm-hmm. they have whatever to determine how much clean air it takes to make a carbon credit and how much clean air there is, because they won't release the science even when subpoenaed by
I have a feeling there isn't any science with it.
Okay. Well, you're quit using facts.
Oh, I'm
okay?
sorry. I'm sorry. Sorry. I'm using logic now. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, don't use the logic.
I can't use logic.
Back to the story. So to sell fuel in the state of California, you have to have carbon credits for each amount of fuel that you sell. So if you want to sell this much fuel, you have to have this many carbon credits. Well, there's only so many carbon credits in the state. However, you know, them and the white rabbit come up with how many carbon credits there are. So they throw them out there, and then there's an auction. And you have to bid on this clean air and try and accumulate how many carbon credits that you need to sell fuel. So, of course, this cost is going to be passed on to the consumer.
Oh, no, but businesses don't do that.
Oh, yeah, why wouldn't they? They'd be idiots not to. So that's where your extra 10 to 90 cents is coming from, and that's why nobody knows exactly how much it is, because the distributors don't know how much they're paying for these carbon credits because they're not entirely sure the value of it, although you can buy carbon credits from other places. Okay, like check this out.
You can trade and sell like Pokemon cards.
Like they just had an auction for clean air in Quebec. There was a California Quebec clean air carbon credit auction online. You could actually
online.
Go,
so you could have bought it.
I could have gone and bought carbon. That's I want to know how I figure out what my carbon footprint is and my family's carbon footprint. And do I have enough to equal a carbon credit? Can I go sell my carbon credit to somebody? How many carbon credits do I have? How many do I get if I move my family into a cardboard hut and we don't do anything? How much is that worth?
I want to make jokes about Chile now.
Can we sell private carbon credits?
Well, no, of course not, because then it would have to be regulated.
I know McConnell Foundation here in Reading sells carbon credits. They use them in Kenya.
And I know the city of Reading does it too.
Yeah.
Yep.
So how do I want some carbon credits. It's worth less than money.
It's worth less than money.
It's pretty hard to do at this point.
And that's the thing that really bothers me about all of this is, what is a carbon credit? It's like that Bitcoin stuff. It's not actual.
Yeah, that's not
currency,
all these people jumped onto Bitcoin, and I'm like, okay, what is there
what
physically?
Is it?
What? It's in the computer. Yep. What is it?
Yeah,
can I hold it? Is it physical? Can I touch it?
Yeah.
Did you just basically make it up?
Mm-hmm. It's monopoly
and
money
like,
on the
oh,
internet.
Oh, it's so much better than money. It's exactly like money, except at least with money you get to hold paper that's not worth anything that you don't give it value for.
Yeah.
But it's insanity. That's basically what these carbon credits, they have created a fictional environmental economy.
Who did, though? Who started this whole carbon credit crap?
Mary Nichols, Wicked Witch of the West.
You're going to have to explain who Mary Nichols is.
Mary
for some
Nichols
people,
is the head of the California Air Resources Board.
Oh, wait a minute. That's
according to
carb.
The LTIE. According to the LA Times, she is the rock star bureaucrat of California.
Lord have mercy.
Yes, she has rock star influence among other bureaucracies because CARB touches everything. So, and one of the things that I want to put out there, those people that are being affected by CARB mm-hmm. or curious about CARB or want to know what's going on or get into the fight against CARB, because we here in Reading are actively resisting as much as we can.
And you're getting a lot of headway, too.
Yeah. Go to Stand and Fight Club, Inc., .com. You can make donations there. You can get the background on what's going on. You can get a better understanding and understand why carb is one of the most insidious things there is.
And
you know, Mark Baird himself,
yeah,
said he's not going to put a $20,000 carbon filter on a $4,000 tractor.
Yeah.
And that's part of that non-compliance that I'm going to start preaching. No.
Yeah.
Just flat tell them no. Mm-hmm. You know, other things, groundwater management.
Ooh.
Put a meter on your well. No.
Yep.
What are you going to do about it? No. I think it's starting to get to the point where we need to actively not comply with these things.
Mm-hmm.
And we need to start to come together as a community. Let's stop arguing over Republican or Democrat or all of these other things. And if your neighbor is telling the government down the road, no, I'm not putting a meter on my well, why don't you go down the road and help him?
Yeah.
That way, when they come for you, he'll come up the road and help you.
And that's really the key is a lot of people look at, I guess you could call them fringe groups. And one of the ones here in Shasta County that's very, very influential is the Tea Party. And a lot of people go, I'm not going to support the Tea Party because I don't agree with everything that they do. Well, yeah, but at least they're fighting for you.
Yeah,
I'm just saying, you know, there are things where you can.
I don't agree with everything we do.
I don't agree with everything Robert does. I don't agree with everything Bob does, but I'm still friends with both of them, and I'll still support them in everything that I do agree with them on. And that's the thing is if people are fighting for you, help them out if you agree with what they're doing. Don't just tear down the entire organization because you don't.
That's exactly it.
Yeah.
And we have allowed ourselves to be marginalized over minimal issues.
Yes, we have. It's been ridiculous.
we look at some of the things that are going on, and we all have a problem with, but we're really going to sit here and argue about something else.
Yeah.
Okay.
If you pick up a regular newspaper, think of all the things that are being printed there. Like one of the first articles that came out this year was all the medical diseases that you have to watch out for this year. Well, for Pete's sake.
Well, they're out there. They're hiding.
Why do you need to be afraid of them? If they're going to get you, they're going to get you. That's the way it is.
We don't need to be afraid of them. We've got Obamacare.
Oh, my goodness. My friend just got totally wiped out by Obamacare.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She got one plan last year and had to upgrade that plan. And then that plan decided, oh, we're not going to exist this starting January 1st. So she had to apply for a completely new plan, but they're going to charge her 3 months in advance or something like that. And she just, like, they took my entire paycheck.
Yeah.
And I'm going, oh, holy monkey.
And the rate hikes aren't done.
Yeah, and if she had stayed on the other plan, she would have lost dental and vision but paid the same amount.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. That's Obamacare for you guys. It's not giving you better anything.
Yeah, we've got to uninsure everybody so that we can give insurance to the people that don't have insurance.
To begin with.
And make it so much more expensive that nobody can afford insurance so that everybody... Yeah.
It's like that Bitcoin and it's like carbon credits.
And like carbon credits. It's fictional.
It is.
It is. It's.
Yeah.
I don't know.
And it's one of those things where if people were able to just rise and fall on the merits of their own character, that is a novel idea.
Well, that's, you know, why we push so hard for the state of Jefferson and equal representation is... Why are we dealing with carbon credits up here? Number one, why is anybody dealing with carbon credits? It's nonsense. You made it up, probably reading a Dr. Seuss book. Like, let's be honest. You made it up. There's no such thing as a freaking carbon
unless
credit.
Unless it's Lawrence Bivak's Dr. Seuss versions.
Yeah.
Those are
good books.
Oh, I'm trying to think. The Glorax?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the one with carbon credits and stuff.
And now at the bug station at the line in Nevada... is a sign you can't bring fuel into the state of California anymore without a license to do it. Like, there's a lot of people that live over on the eastern slope in the Sierras that bebop over to Nevada, pick up fuel, you know, 400 or 500 gallons at a time and bring it in and store it. Not anymore.
Because in California, it's not getting the taxes on those fuels.
That's it. And they're not, you didn't buy a carbon credit. You might be distributing that fuel.
An interesting question that just came in the chat room, and because of the price of beef, the price of eggs, the price of all food, basically, I'm wondering if we will have to buy credits for raising our cattle.
Yes.
The answer is straight up yes?
Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry, LJs.
That's what's coming because beef produces an awful lot of methane.
Yeah, they fart a lot.
Yeah, they fart a lot. So, yes. No, that's actually in the books under part of the UN Treaty and Agenda 21. You know, that
those we brought evil, up that word again.
Yeah, those words that, oh, that's all fake, really? Been to the gas pump lately?
Well, that's the thing that kind of kills me is Agenda 21, you can pull up the entire document on the internet and it's right there. I mean, of all the things you can say fake about, Agenda 21 isn't one of those things.
Yeah, look at where, it's not. Look at where they said they were going to start, and then you can see where they actually did that and where we're progressing down the line of Agenda 21. It's there. They didn't even try to hide the game plan from you.
Yeah.
And that's going
but
to
they
be...
But they marginalized the knowledge of it to where people immediately go, oh, no.
Well, we get to be the crash test dummies.
We are the crash test dummies. That's the scary part. No. And since we're bringing up Agenda 21 Radio, or Agenda 21, if you want to know more about Agenda 21, Agenda 21 Radio with Paul Preston is amazing. It really is. So stuff. There's a plug for Paul Preston.
It is. Check it out.
Yes. So yeah, if he doesn't if he doesn't raise cattle, can he sell his carbon credits?
That's what I want to know. I want to sell the crap out of my carbon credits.
Because I'm not raising any cattle.
Can I make more carbon credits? Like I put a bunch of houseplants out in the backyard, and does that equal more carbon credits?
Yeah.
Because they're cleaning the oxygen. I will actually buy machines that produce CO2 to pump them onto my plants to grow them bigger so that they produce more oxygen and I want a bigger carbon credit. Can I do that?
Apparently they have to pay carbon credits for burning wood fuel.
Yes, you do. Actually, wood stoves are illegal now.
In the state of California?
Nationwide, EPA.
No. It's being fought in Missouri.
It's being
fought. So it hasn't gone into effect yet.
Well, here's the thing about these deals too. Ooh, we're
going
we'll
to tell you the
break,
thing about these deals when we come back from our break.
We're going to tell you how your wood stove's illegal.
All right, you can call in at 605-4567 or visit us online in our chat room where it really is hopping this morning at kcnr1460.com.
Jones's Fort, Redding's full-line gun shop, offers the largest selection of guns and gun accessories in the North State. We are Redding's full-line gun shop. Since 1969, we have been serving the Redding area. We at Jones's Fort take pride in being able to offer you sound advice on all your gun questions. You'll always find a good selection of new and used guns at Jones's Fort. We'll help you find the gun that is perfect for you. Have a gun you no longer need? Bring it to us. We buy, trade, and consign. Informal appraisals are given free at no charge. No gun shop is complete without expert gunsmiths. We have 4 full-time gunsmiths who can service all types of firearms. In our full machine shop, we can enhance the performance of your favorite gun or build you a custom gun to meet your needs. Marshal Dave Jones II heads up our Firearm Institute, where we do California concealed weapon classes, Utah classes, and hunter education classes. Come see us at Jones's Fort.
Happy holidays. Holiday season is among us. What to get family, friends, neighbors, or coworkers? Well, check out Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive. Tobacco and Brew has a variety of wine, cigars, assorted coffees and teas, and other goodies. If you're searching for those under $20 gifts, Tobacco and Brew has just received a shipment of armored wallets priced at just $9.99. Be smart. Be protected from identity theft with an armored wallet. Great stocking stuffer. Also new at Tobacco and Brew in the largest walk-in humidor, Headley Grange, Fort Kicks, J.D. Howard Reserve, and Super Ligero, all top-rated by Cigar Aficionado. While you're there, get your coffee by the pound. Holiday favorites, pumpkin spice, s'mores, and the special of the month, Sally Strawberry Mocha, 16 ounces for just $3.50. It's all at Tobacco and Brew.
The City of Redding Water Utility wants to help you save money and be water smart. Look at what's in your landscape and water according to the plant's needs. Shrubs and more established trees usually require less water than a lawn. Spread mulch around your plants and trees to increase the moisture-retaining ability of the soil and prevent weeds. And while you're at it, adjust your irrigation controller. 4 5-minute sessions of watering may be much more efficient than watering for 20 consecutive minutes. Be water smart. Visit RedingUtilities.com for more information. This message brought to you by the City of Redding Reading Water Utility.
Hello, folks. I'm here with our local hero, Bob the Drop from Mount Shasta Springwater. Bob, I want to thank you for all the support and good things that Mount Shasta Springwater does for our local communities.
You are welcome. And rest assured, we will continue to support our local friends and supply them with the best spring water in the world.
How can people get your great-tasting spring water, Bob?
Just call us at 1-800-922-6227.
That's 1-800-922-6227?
Yes, for the healthiest, best-tasting spring water in the world.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Phil Collins.
Yeah. We're going to let it play for a little bit. Mm-hmm. Everybody start moving your shoulders. All right, now roll. Okay, now some finger exercise. There you go.
All of a sudden, it's 8th grade prom all over again.
Yes. Now tap your foot, guys. All right, one foot, now the other. We can do this. Here we go. Welcome back to the Jefferson State of Mind, where we exercise to bumper music.
We do. You can't pick on Phil Collins, man.
You can't. That's such a classic song.
Well, I was having an argument with my teenager over music and what's good music. And I said, good music, one of the first qualifiers is that it has to cross over. Like, everybody in the room has to stand up and go, ooh, hey, that's my jam.
Or they just start tilting their head. They're like, yeah.
Like Phil Collins. It doesn't matter, You know, whether you're a metalhead or a country person. You hear Phil Collins, you hear that song, and you're like, oh, I love that song. That's one of the first qualifiers. It's got to be good music.
And that's the thing is, in recent years, you know, like nobody, you know, stands up and goes, oh, yes, to the Backstreet Boys. And, You know, so all the 90s music kind of just went,
well,
and there's some, like, but
having a 15-year-old, I stay kind of up on new music. It's just a ripoff of my music from the 80s.
It is. Like all the movies that are coming out now and the reruns of the old movies from the 70s and 80s.
Yeah.
It's like,
Yeah.
Have we really run out of creativity here? I'm just waiting for the Rambo series to come back.
Yeah. Yeah.
Rambo 5000.
Except in the modern day world, it'll be Rainbow.
Rainbow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Rainbow, first love.
First love. Oh, my gosh. That would be terrible.
Anyways, before we get any further down the...
We were talking about carbon credits.
Yeah, we were talking about carbon credits and your wood stove being illegal.
Yes.
Because they're a mass carbon producer. Not only do you have to kill trees to make heat...
Violently kill trees, too. I mean, they didn't have a choice.
Well, how do you kill trees? I do it violently. I have fun while I'm doing it. I enjoy it. Woohoo, look at that sucker go.
Run, going down the wrong way. How much beer have you had today?
Enough to drop a tree.
Especially when you live in the city.
Oh, that would be hilarious. Wow, you just give me a whole new train
Not
of thought.
Not in your neighborhood, the houses are too close together.
You just give me a whole new train of thought. I got a permit. I mean, this isn't Forest Service land. So,
oh, man.
Anyways, for those of you that don't know, last year, EPA, national, not just California, passed a law that basically made wood stoves illegal.
Yes, right.
Now, there are some states that are fighting that and are saying, hey, this is absolutely ridiculous. It's not okay that you do this. But there it is. It exists. And it comes back to... air quality.
Yeah.
You know, wood stoves account for bad air quality. Now, like you said, are we going to be able to purchase a carbon credit to be able to burn a wood stove? Who do you buy that carbon credit from?
Yeah.
Who do you get a little piece of paper saying, hey, I have a carbon credit, so when the air police show up at your door, you go, hey, here's my carbon credit?
Yeah, do you put the permit sticker on the front door so they don't even have to knock?
Yeah. And a lot of people don't know that the fuel filters that they're doing with the trucking companies right now, they're actually coming for your vehicle.
Yes, they are.
They are going to be doing the same thing for your private vehicle. If your car is within a certain age, you're going to have to put a filter on it. You know, and if you don't believe that, look at the Clean Water Act. How many people know that in the state of California under the Clean Water Act, if your pipes, if your home is older than 1994, you have to replace all the pipes in your house to go into compliance?
What?
Yeah. How many people know that January 1st became effective?
Define home.
Home.
Like any type of
domicile,
home?
Residence, shop, shed, anything
really?
That's got plumbing. If it's older than 1994, you have to be inspected. And if your pipes are not in compliance with the Clean Water Act, you have to replace all the plumbing. How many people know that?
Hmm. When did that pass? Was that the one that passed here on the...
Oh, the Clean Water Act went into... What was that, 6-7 years ago? They snuck that one in.
Okay, what
See,
is
that,
it about 6-7 years ago where you get CARB, you get the Clean Water Act, you get all
that,
of this
that's
crap?
How they pass
all this
stuff. We
even had a Republican, quote-unquote, air quotes, flying everywhere. Republican governor at the time. Didn't we have Schwarzenegger? I mean, he's not 6-7 years ago. I'm talking 2008.
He's the one signed CARB into law.
I know. That's what I'm saying is.
Oh,
and people say Republicans are better than Democrats.
You mean Arnold Kennedy?
Arnold Kennedy, yes.
Yeah, I mean.
Behinds.
Yeah, he was married to Maria Shriver, who's a Kennedy. Arnold Kennedy.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, you know, all of this isn't new. We can't blame Obama. We can't blame movie.
Did you know that Arnold Schwarzenegger's dad was in the SS?
Was he really?
Yeah.
I mean, he was from Austria.
Yeah, he was.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, that's not really, you know, Arnie's fault, but.
No, but.
Very interesting
tidbit of trivia.
Yeah.
You know, considering.
He's going to have some really, really out there stories then.
I can't help but draw parallels to what's going on with the environmental laws in this country.
And Germany back
and
in
Germany
1940?
In
1930s. And 20s.
I mean, does anybody ever stop and go, how in the hell did the Nazis ever get into power?
I hear that all the time. And when I say environmental laws, they go, what?
That's exactly how.
They're like, go read a history book. Actually, yeah. No, don't go read a history book. Because
books
don't have
research.
It anymore.
The Nazi party indoctrinated themselves with environmental law.
Yeah.
The very first law that they passed through the was protection of the German wolf.
Wait. Didn't California just do the endangered wolf again?
Uh-huh.
Whoa, parallel.
And then they got into things like one of the most intrusive was the Safe Transportation of Animals Act.
Yes.
Basically, anybody that touched an animal, whether you were a grocer, a farmer, a truck driver, anything, they found something that touched everything, and they used that to put their people in, and they created all of these non-elected appointed boards that had regulatory powers.
Who would inspect and permit and regulate
and fee and fine and
all of those buzzwords that mm-hmm. California does for everything. For example, I know a person who just put in a wood stove. And apparently you're supposed to get a permit to put a stove in your house.
Mm-hmm.
I know that you have to have a permit to put in a refrigerator and a water heater and everything else. But I'm like, really?
Uh-huh.
Do you get permitted for everything you want to do?
Everything.
What right do they have? I mean, back off, Barbie.
That's where I'm starting to preach noncompliance. Just do it. No.
You can't walk out your front door without being noncompliant one way or another.
Yeah, I can get real noncompliant real fast.
I know you could.
yeah, from zero to noncompliant like now. At what point do we stop complaining? Do we stop running around the sky is falling? At what point do we just start to say no? Do you have a problem with Common Core? Take your kid out of school.
Yeah.
For how long? Until they stop it.
And if you have small children at home, okay, my mother-in-law is actually huge in the Common Core, Tracy, here in Shasta County. Don't put your kids in public school. Do not even go down that road. And I understand homeschooling isn't for everybody, but find a way to not put your children into that system because here's the thing. I was talking to my father-in-law the other day, actually, and he was like, nobody's ever going to change my mind. And I went, I know. Because our generations, those who are above 25, let's say, even though that's not me, but let's go, everybody over 25, your mind is not going to be changed. They can't come after you, except financially, really.
Mm-hmm.
Who are they going to come after? Your children. Don't give them the opportunity. Be non-compliant. Straight up, just don't do it.
Yeah. That's where I'm really at with it. And, you know, a lot of people go, oh, well, oh my God, what do I do with my kids? Well, stay home with them.
Once upon a time, they educated them themselves.
You're going to have to sacrifice to fight these things. You know, take some days off work. You know, if enough people are out of work because they're at home with their kids fighting Common Core, don't you think the business people are going to go, hey, what's going on? I need my workers back, and start leaning on it too? This is how it works. I mean, has the American people forgot the power of a boycott?
But that is a form of low-level terrorism, according to the NDAA now. I'm sorry. I just had to throw that in
there. Well, I was about to give you my opinion, and I remembered I'm on the radio.
Yeah, we don't want to have to hit that button again, yeah, Robert.
Hit the button.
Bob's shifting over, swinging it close to it. His hand's twitching.
Yeah. No. Plain and simple, no.
Yeah.
That's what it's coming down to me. Have you done this? No. Have you done that? No. Will you do? No. And, you know,
is the government only? Okay, this is, well, this is not going to make you
tired
happy.
I'm tired of hearing people say, well, I'm ready for that, but I don't want to be the only one.
You're not the only one.
Okay.
We just need people to stand.
I'll be the first one then.
Yeah.
You know, and to be honest, it doesn't take a lot of testicular fortitude to be the first one. It does take a lot to be the second one and to be the third one.
Yeah.
After that, it kind of snowballs.
Yeah.
But it takes that one person to stand up, and a lot of people will watch that one person get taken away. The guy that's got the real courage is the second guy that goes, okay, I'll stand with you.
Even though I know what's probably going to happen.
And then I know what's coming.
Yeah.
And, it's time.
And we have to remember that the government was created by whom?
Us.
We the people.
Mm-hmm.
We the people delegate power to the government.
Yeah, it's like Legos. You know, you build something with Legos, and it's fun for a while, or you don't like how it got put together, you knock it down, usually with a great big plastic dinosaur, and then you put it back together.
A great big plastic dinosaur. And I shall call this my land.
Yeah. This, you know, my four-year-old son's got it figured out.
Mm-hmm.
He builds something with Legos and goes, oh, okay, I'm done with that. It doesn't work for me anymore. I don't like how it went together. Out comes the army men and the plastic dinosaur. It gets torn down.
And
you start over.
And that's the beauty of the State of Jefferson movement. We got to tie this back into Jefferson. We're doing everything legally. We're doing everything through the Constitution, through the document that gives us our rights as Americans. We are using which has already been given to us.
The Constitution doesn't give us our rights.
Actually, it holds the government back.
We're born with those rights. Yeah. It just tells the government, leave them alone.
I always forget to do that. I always forget to switch it.
Yeah.
I've been indoctrinated myself. So I'm going to go whip myself in a closet or however you use that phrase. And we'll be back in just a few minutes. You can call in. As always, we love to hear from you at 605-4567 or in our chat room at kcnr1460.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Maria Salas. I've been in practice for 10 years as owner of HealthWise Chiropractic. Not only do we have fun seeing entire families and athletes, but we see the hard workers of this town. We love our occupational athletes. Work better, feel better, reduce injury, prevent chronic disease, boost metabolism, increase energy and productivity, live a healthier and pain-free life with my new exercise app for your phone and computer. Check us out on Facebook at HealthWise Chiropractic. For a free one-month trial, use Dr. Maria 1. We love our occupational athletes at HealthWise Chiropractic.
When the stakes are high, have the cards in your hand and play your way into victory. Play in the $20,000 guarantee Stone Cold Poker Tournament at Wynn River Resort and Casino on Saturday, January 10th at 10 a.m. Your $220 buy-in will get you $10,000 in chips. A $100 rebuy will get you an additional $5,000 in chips. As a bonus, if you pay the optional rebuy before the start of the tournament, you'll receive an additional $2,000 in chips for a total of $17,000 in chips. Enjoy a delicious chicken and Alfredo pasta buffet. Book your seat now at the River Club or online at WynnRiver.com and stay with us in Redding, California's all-in-one luxurious destination. Ask for your special room rate. Call 1-800-280-UN. Wynn River Resort and Casino is known for hosting the finest poker tournaments in Northern California. So pull up a seat and play in the $20,000 Stone Cold Poker Tournament at Wynn River Resort and Casino.
Prize pool based on 100 participants.
We are a 100% non-smoking casino. Poker is better on the river.
Did you know Turtle Bay offers free admission to active duty military families? Turtle Bay's newest exhibition, Liberty on the Border, is a perfect opportunity to enjoy this perk. Starting October 11th, you can learn why the Civil War came about and the impact it still has on society today. Liberty on the Border is presented by Senator Maurice and Marianne Johannesson, supported by Best Western Plus Hilltop Inn, C.R. Gibbs American Grill, and KCNR 1460 AM Free Fire Media. For park hours and information, visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
Do you think that the government is going to take care of you?
Do you believe the government is telling you the truth?
Do you believe mainstream media is telling you the truth?
Do you believe unemployment has gone down?
Do you think that printing money out of thin air and charging interest on it is constitutional?
Do you think it's right to enslave the next generation with debt?
Do you believe that we are following the Constitution as intended by our founders?
Are you self-reliant?
Are you ready for the economic collapse that is coming? Do you want the truth?
Sovereign Minds Radio moves to a new time, 9 to 11 a.m. Sundays. Sovereign Minds Radio, the place to get your news before the revolution starts.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Stand up. Have you ever been there? Stand up. Identify. Stand up. Tell us all about it. Stand up. Testify.
Welcome back to the Jefferson State of Mind. That's a catchy song.
I like that. Testify.
Yeah, testify.
Yeah, that's one of the things that's going on with the fight against CARB is there is going to be testimony collected and things like that because coordination is going after CARB because they have failed to coordinate and take into account the human environment and the different effects that they're having on people.
And they should be filing that lawsuit here very shortly.
Hoping February. That they'll be having the hearing and then going after the injunction to stop CARB because it's putting people out of work. It put me out of work 2 years ago.
Oh, my goodness. Has it been that long?
No, it's been a little over a year, but
and,
I mean,
year and a half.
It really started to affect
work, yeah, because they saw it coming in.
And
I
want to
say, please don't say 2 years ago. It has not been 2 years. I'm not ready for that yet.
Get the equipment and get products to market and...
Well, I know I drive by your old business, or not your business, but your old place of work, every other day or so, and the trucks are just always sitting there. They don't move.
Well, there's a lot of them that aren't compliant, and with the filters, the trucks break down all the time.
Yeah. Well,
literally all the time.
Yeah, it ruins its performance, and that's why the price of food keeps skyrocketing.
Yeah, because the price of maintenance, the price of fuel, the price of all of these different things that are affected.
Yeah.
So the distributor has to buy a carbon credit, which passes that on to
those things again.
Well, that's yet another hit to the trucking companies because they have to pay the increase in fuel.
Mm-hmm.
They've already had to put out all of this money to buy the filters and the equipment to get CARB compliant. All of that is getting passed on to you at the store. Well, on what products? Name any product that comes to your store on a truck.
That'd be all of them.
All of them.
Yeah.
Now, here's the kicker where we get back into crony capitalism.
Oh, that again.
25% of the carbon credit, okay, whatever money they acquire from carbon credit, 25% of that is going to the high-speed rail project.
I just vomited in my mouth.
Yeah.
Sorry, guys.
The people that don't know the high-speed rail from Bakersfield to Merced, why we want a high-speed rail from Bakersfield to Merced. I mean, is there a tunnel in from Mexico that comes up in Merced or in Bakersfield and then they're just going to, what's it do? It drop them off at the DMV in Merced?
Oh,
you come through the tunnel
so
in
they can
Mexico
get their driver's licenses so now?
Yeah. And anyways, one crazy thing at a time. So they're building this high-speed rail project. 25% of the fees that you're going to be paying is going to this high-speed rail project. Does anybody want to take a guess at who just got the Phase 1 contract for the high-speed rail?
Probably somebody who's related to Congress.
Somebody like Dianne Feinstein's husband?
Ooh.
Yeah. The 25% of the fees that you're seeing buying air... I still can't get – how did the first person go, wow, yeah, we really should. That's going to make the air cleaner. If I pay for clean air
– Well, just go back. They used to say who would tax death. And we tax death too. I mean there is nothing in California that's not taxed.
That's true.
Everything is taxed.
anyways, past the point that you're getting taxed on air and you're okay with it, that you, anyways. So all of that money, 25% of that money is getting funneled directly to the spouse of a United States senator.
Mm-hmm.
You're getting ripped off. It's a great big shell game. They're stealing from you. They're extorting your children's future. You know, billions of dollars worth of bonds that your kids and your grandkids are going to have to pay for what?
Yeah.
To put that money in the pocket of a United States senator so she can run for office and screw you more.
Well, the thing is I don't think our elected officials understand the economy at all. I don't think they have a clue.
Oh, I think they get it.
Well, some of them do, but some of them, like our Reading City Council here, they said that they couldn't afford to tax the people anymore because the people obviously aren't going to allow themselves to be taxed because we have a very high cost of living here in the city of Reading. So they said, well, we'll apply for a grant. And some fella in the audience goes, where do you think the grants come from, you idiots?
Yeah.
And it was like, exactly. Thank you. Somebody's got to say something here. We are getting taxed.
We'll just apply
it's just
for a grant.
In a different word.
Or we'll take out a bond. Who pays for that?
We do.
Yeah.
But you change the word and suddenly people think, oh, it'll be okay.
You know what we ought to do? City of Reading, you want some money? Go invest in a printing press. I'm serious.
Yeah.
It's the federal government can do it. They can print money nonstop and go, oh, we need money, just print some.
Well, the states can have their own currency.
Well, technically,
Vermont
according
does
to the Constitution,
and a few
other ones not supposed to use anything except gold or silver.
Oh, Robert, you're using the Constitution again.
I know.
Not supposed to do that.
I know. It's terrible.
One thing that somebody pointed out in the chat room, and I do want to throw it in here because we only have about 5 minutes left. He said, I think that the trouble with noncompliance with oppressive laws is shouldering the consequences when government comes to enforcement.
That's why God gave me big shoulders. I ain't scared. Come at me.
If you've ever seen Robert, he is built like a bear.
Yeah, that's the thing is people are so upset and they are so fed up with everything that's going on, but they're not willing to sacrifice to change it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I got to get out of my armchair and turn my football game off and put my beer down? Oh, I guess it's not that bad yet.
Yeah, and the key is if you don't,
yeah,
your kids won't even have the opportunity.
Yeah, here's a little piece of my freedom and liberty. I got to catch the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
So it's not a question of...
Can you?
Can you? Will you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the answer is you must.
Yeah, if... that's the whole thing is at what point... Do you have to make the decision? Do you either finally go, okay, enough is enough, and you start to actively resist, mm-hmm. you start to practice civil disobedience, you stand up and you say no, or at what point do you finally get honest with yourself and throw up your hands and go, you know what, I don't care about my liberty or freedom that much. I'm going to whine and snivel, but I'm not going to do anything about it. I'm a socialist. At what point do you just become honest with yourself? Do you mm-hmm. either engage in the fight? Or just admit what you are. You're a soft little pinko. I just, you know, and that's being severe and that's being extreme. But I'm doing that to try and exercise a point, okay? Because if you see the things that are going on and you're not doing anything about it, you are compliant.
Yeah.
Under the law, you are aiding and abetting.
Yeah.
I just knock it off.
Yeah.
So. And that's where we're at. I'm sorry. I feel we're pushed to the point. Choose a side. Make a decision.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not talking about the side of Democrat or Republican or Libertarian or anything.
How about free
or not? Are you
an free
American? Are you a constitutional American? Are you a happy little socialist?
Yeah.
Make your choice.
And that's the thing is, if you're getting mad right now hearing this, you're probably an American.
Yeah.
Okay, and that's the thing is a lot of times the bear over here will say things to get people wound up, and mm-hmm. then you find out that you actually agree with him.
Yeah. I am a provocateur.
You are.
I am.
You are indeed.
I'm Irish. I have a racial handicap. Can I have some money?
Can I have some money? Yeah, what happens when the money runs out? My goodness. But, yes, we were spicy today.
Well, that's where it is.
It's the new year. Oh, no.
So
you guys are in
irritated.
For it this year.
I'm so irritated.
Well, it's
with
one
going
thing after another, and it never ends. It's like a two-year-old. When they want that snack and you don't give them that snack, they will find a way to get the snack.
Well, like, example, Non-compliance, lead ammunition's banned. I'm going to go buy a smelter and start melting everything lead and start making 9mm paperweights.
I love it.
Oh, man. I've had enough.
And have you had enough? And that's the question. If you have had enough, continue listening to the Jefferson State of Mind. Go pick up a Shasta-Lanter newspaper. Get involved. We don't care how. Just do it.
Are you an American or are you a happy little socialist?
Indeed. This Make is the Jefferson State of Mind. Make it yours.
See you next week.
Sovereign Minds comes your way next here on KCNR Shasta Redding.
With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. Funeral services in New York City at this hour for police officer Wenjin Liu, murdered along with his partner Rafael Ramos 2 weeks ago in Brooklyn. This is NYPD Detective James Call.
An attack on the police is basically an attack on civilized society. So it's important for us and the community, as they've been turning out, to come out and show support for officers that were killed in such a random and violent fashion for no reason whatsoever.
Thousands of officers from all over the country are attending today's services. A Somali police officer says a suicide car bomber blew himself up near a moving convoy of Somalia's U.S.-trained elite forces in Mogadishu today, killing at least four people. The attacker drove his bomb-laden car into a convoy of troops on the airport road in the capital. The officer says most of the injured people were pedestrians walking along the road. Two Florida Republicans are making...